Jackson here. You're listening to the seventh episode of the Building the Future podcast, sponsored by the Mechanical Contractors Association, MCA Detroit. Every episode, we will be putting a spotlight on the Union Construction Trades training programs and why it's the career path of the future. We're kicking off this edition of Building the Future podcast from the Randolph Career and Technical Center, and we'll learn how the center's hands-on training is helping build a career path for the future of the construction trades. With me today, Jared Davis, principal of Randolph Career and Technical Center, Laura Kopak, Director of Government Affairs and Community Relations for MCA Detroit, Dana Hughes, Executive Director for the Office of College and Career Readiness for Detroit Public Schools Community District, and Prudence Rose, Must Apprentice Coordinator. Joining me now is Jared Davis, principal at Randolph Career and Technical Center. Jared, it's nice to see you. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you for inviting me.
Tell us how the Randolph Career and Technical Center was formed.
Randolph has been here for 41 years. It started in 1982, and it opened up in what was originally called Vocational Technical Center to help support and to train young people in the Detroit Public Schools, well, formerly known as Detroit Public Schools, in the building and construction trades. So we've been doing that now for 41 years. It opened in 1982, and we continue to do that each day here at our facility.
You know, Jared, I have friends who have come through Randolph. They always spoke very highly of Randolph and are very appreciative of what they've learned and the skills that they were able to garner from Randolph. What is your vision for Randolph present day and, let's say, 5 years from now?
Well, when you consider all of the construction and growth in the city of Detroit, I would like for Randolph to be a beacon and a major catalyst for fueling that workforce across the Metro Detroit area and nationally and even globally, but with a specific focus on being able to get our students the opportunities to get into apprenticeship programs and to begin to help to build Detroit's future.
How are you recruiting the students for Randolph?
We have a myriad of different recruitment efforts that take place. We do what we call role shows to each of the Detroit high schools, but we also reach out to neighboring schools. We're able to service students who are homeschooled. We actually have a group of young people here that are touring our facility from Hamtramck Public Schools. We have an agreement and a grant with them to bring them aboard. And virtually any school network or district can have their students come here. It's just a matter of them signing a letter of understanding for, you know, business purposes. But young people across the Metro Detroit area are welcome to come to Randolph.
And, you know, are there some districts around the area that don't know about Randolph and you have to, you know, explain that to them and what you guys do there?
You know, it's just a matter of having a conversation. If we see someone who's interested, we bring them over, we give them a tour. And I'm glad and proud to say that school sells itself. When students go in and see our programs in full swing and students learning things and the hands-on and project-based learning exercises that take place, they're ready to come and get on board. And so in terms of us contacting and making sure that the word is out and everyone knows about it, vehicles like yourself make that possible. And we're very thankful and appreciative of that.
And Jared, how many students do you have right now? And how will you engage the DPSCD students to consider alternative career paths other than college? College is not for everyone.
Well, currently, we have approximately 289 students, and that number is growing. Our goal was to reach 300, and it looks as if we're going to surpass that for the school year, so we're very happy about that. But in terms of sending the message, while the students are in the programs, we have people from the different trades to come in and talk about how, you know, how they make a very substantial living. If, you know, but it's hard work. And it's real work, but it does allow you sometimes in excess of six figures if you're, you know, in the right place, in the right space, yeah, and you're willing to do the work. So it's not really hard to get students to buy into it as long as they're willing to put in a good day's work.
So what are the current skill trades represented today at Randolph?
We have carpentry, masonry, plumbing and pipe fitting, home furnishings, agri-science. We have two electrical programs. We have the customary traditional electrical program. And we also have an energy program in partnership with DTE and Consumer Powers, where we train in line working and those people who pretty much keep our power on. And, you know, all of us know someone in most recent who've lost power. And so they're trying to fill those ranks as well, because as we don't know what climate change is going to bring, it appears that we're going to, at least in the summers, suffer some power outages. So they need people to fill those ranks as well. I think I touched on all the I forgot welding. And we also have a marketing, sales and service program. And new to that program this year, we're going to be adding a unit of real estate development, so that we can also train our young people to be not just workers and laborers in the field, but also teach them about generational wealth and development.
You know, you said electrical as well. And as we transition from internal combustion engine automobiles to EVs, that's a big field right now.
Very big, very big. And we have a relationship with IBEW training facility. And they're doing a lot of things over there to do just that and to fuel that that resurgence, if you will. I won't say resurgence, but just a renaissance of the electrical revolution.
How can people get more information about your programs, Jared?
They can go to our website, DetroitK12.org/RandolphCTC, or they can call the school here at 313-494-7100, and we can arrange a tour, give them all the information that they need.
I now like to bring into the conversation Prudence Rose, Must Apprentice Coordinator, and Laura Kopak, Director of Government Affairs and Community Relations for MCA Detroit. Ladies, thank you for checking in today.
Thank you, Lloyd.
Good morning, Lloyd.
Prudence, let me start with you. Tell us about MUST. What does that stand for, and what does it represent?
Well, MUST is Management and Union Serving Together. So MUST was created, you know, MUST has always been the huge safety program, and it's always been the 18 modules and all the different things that the car companies needed, and all the safety that they put together for all of the different trades. About 10 years ago, MUST saw a need for construction careers. And they have to have someone that could go out there and speak to students regarding all the different 22 union construction trades that were available to them. So I retired, and they asked me if I would please come on board, and I did. And I met Laura Kopak at that time, and Laura and I got involved with Randolph. And MUST is very active in helping Randolph, and we've been very proactive in always being there for the career fairs and helping them start things and bringing things together. I was on the committee to help secure Jared Davis as the new principal, and we're very excited what's going to happen in the future with Mr. Davis. And Laura and I have worked extensively with Randolph, and you know, in the beginning it was just the two of us and the trades, and Laura brought in DTE, and they started getting involved, and it just grew from there. And now the school is beautiful, and it's a force to be reckoned with, and we need to make sure we get it out there. So part of my job is to help Randolph get the word out. And I'm so excited that they're getting new students, because they need to. This is a school that can hold 700 students very easily, and I'd be excited to see that happen again. And Laura and I have been working towards that goal for the last 10 years. And so I think that MUST is very active in just trying to get construction careers throughout the whole Southeast Michigan area to get into different trades. And hopefully we'll, you know, strengthen our workforce out there.
Laura, we know how Randolph Career and Technical Center is benefiting from MUST and MCA. How does MUST and MCA benefit from the Career and Technical Center?
Well, as Prudence mentioned, that we've been working extensively the last 10 years to try and get the word out, because most of the high schools were only pushing college. And, you know, the trades need people. And as Mr. Davis stated, you know, there's so much construction, renovations, and opportunities available, you know, for young people, that this is an alternative path, because you can go to college, you know, you can get a trade after 5 years, and you can also start your own company and in construction or service. And that is a significant wealth development and economic development, you know, going through the middle class. And kids can have, you know, over six figures that they can make as a trade person or journey person, or in the alternative, you know, the sky's the limit if they have their own business. And Randolph and other career technical education centers are the key to recruit these individuals to come into our trades.
Prudence, I would think too that once a young person goes through an apprentice program, that not only do they get a skill that they can take with them for the rest of their lives, or take with them to another state or maybe another country, that also when they're done, they don't have any payments that they have to make back. They don't have to pay off any student loans.
That's correct, Lloyd. You know, this is an earn as you learn, no college debt program. These 22 individual apprenticeships all do their own. They don't get government funding for this. They each get their money from all of the journeymen out there working. They pay pennies out of their check to help with the apprenticeship programs. And what they do is they fund it. I call this a pay it forward program, because once you get in it, you're helping to pay it forward for the next apprentice that comes on board. And you're right. This is a very, very lucrative field. And yes, you can go anywhere in the world with this. And the important thing to remember is that these are not jobs. These are careers. And these careers are, as Laura always tells me, they're the pathway to college, because you can afford yourself the opportunity to go back to school at night, become that engineer you want to be, become that project manager, become that estimator. After you're out in the field 10 years, you may want to go in the office and work as one of those new fields that you got into. And this is also a path to entrepreneurship, because, you know, the plumbers and the electrical require that you have a master's license to become a general contractor or, you know, a subcontractor. And these are very important things. When you have enough hours, you can become a contractor. Other trades, you just need the hours and you become a contractor, but you need a master's license for those two trades. So these are important things to remember, that this is just your stepping stone. As Laura calls it, this is just your parallel pathway.
And Laura, how can people find out more information on getting a career in the union construction trades?
Well, they can always call our office at 313-341-7661, and we'd be happy to provide information to counselors, teachers, parents, and send that information to them. And or they could, you know, call Mr. Davis at Randolph, and they can, you know, get the information, you know, from Randolph, because we always leave our flyers and informational pamphlets at the career technical education schools, such as Randolph. And I think Mr. Davis is going to have a wonderful success, you know, in his school, because he's reaching out to other areas besides the DPSCD system. And also they've been funded. So that provides an additional opportunity to ramp up his school.
Laura Kopack, Director of Government Affairs and Community Relations for MCA Detroit, Prudence Rose, MUST Apprentice Coordinator, and Jared Davis, Principal at Randolph Career and Technical Center. Thank you all for joining me today and taking some time out to explain this, and hopefully have young people understand that they can go into a very lucrative career and be able to take care of their families and do well in the future.
Thank you.